Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm here to bring you my ideas about what you can expect from the Gemini new moon that is arriving in the east coast of the United States at 12:37 a.m. on Sunday, the 18th day. So you have to adjust the time. If you're west of the east coast, it will be Saturday night. Of course, you won't see the new moon, as I tell you usually, time and again, because it's never seen. And the sun is also, it so happens, at this point in time, below the Earth. The moon is joined to the sun. So it's just a happening, and it's a happening that gives you the outlook for the time going towards the full moon. And so we had our full moon a couple of weeks before this. And now we're looking at a new cycle. We're looking at the new cycle beginning in the sign of Gemini, 26 degrees of Gemini, which is, of course, our air sign of communications and getting knowledge and seeking knowledge. And so we are maybe going to set our intentions on things like that, and also short journeys. And the Gemini energy, usually ruling the third house, is also about the neighborhood, the neighbors themselves, and also your siblings and extended family, such as aunts and uncles and cousins and things like that. So there you have that piece of it. And what is going on? What is happening to this new moon? Well, at 26 degrees of Gemini, it is approaching an exact square to Neptune in Pisces at 27 Pisces. And so this is, confusion, definitely. Some idealized ideas, but also confused in their idealization. So it's a shame to have to seek information when the clouds are over the truth. So this is just something to understand. This is happening. And it is really, at this point, the major aspect that connects to this new moon. And one of the dwarf planets, Ceres, is at 29 Virgo. And so she kind of helps this become what we call a T-square, when you have one line and then a line coming down in a perpendicular way. The moon, the new moon, is the line coming down in the perpendicular way. So it is also suggesting that Ceres, who is the goddess of grains, and she cares a lot in a fierce mother kind of way about children and nourishment for all people. She is the goddess that was responsible for us having our seasons, our agricultural seasons, because she got really mad when her daughter got abducted by the Lord of the Underworld. And she protested, and one of the ways she did that was by stopping all the growing season and just having winter. Yes, didn't work very well, so the gods relented, and that's why we have her daughter back from the underworld for 6 months and back down for 6 months, which, if you are thinking about myths, not as eyewitness news, but as concepts, this is the, you know, the warm half of the year, the growing half of the year versus the dying off and the dormant half of the year, less light. Okay, so Ceres responsible for that. Yes, we are having some strange things. Ceres opposed by Neptune and Pisces. It's either too much water or too little water, isn't it? The season of the heat hasn't really taken place yet, and we've had these horrible fires going on. So perhaps the skipped step of that perpendicular new moon is the need to gather more information and more study and understanding about these things so that you can maybe have a bit of an influence on the way things are in your own area. So, that having been said, what we also have is Uranus and Taurus getting pretty high up. Well, the day before the new moon, Saturn retrograded in Pisces, and it's sitting there, and we also have this further advance beyond the degrees we've had for Uranus and Taurus up to this, again, 21 degrees of Taurus. And the 21 degrees of Taurus is making the trine aspect appear, not exact, but it's sort of hovering there, to Pluto in Capricorn. That's retrograded into Capricorn. And it's making, kind of a distance, but still a connect of sextile energy to Neptune in Pisces. And so this is major aspect energy. It's also a trine to Ceres, not exact, because, well, Jeff Green allows 10 degrees, and that's why I look at these things. But a lot of others don't, They like less of a spread. But I think that the fact that we're working with the earth and the water elements to try to stabilize and to introduce new concepts and to get information from not just the daily reports that you read or listen to or watch, but your inner self, because, of course, Uranus is intuition and Neptune is psychic energy. So the feelings and sensings and the things that are coming in are things to pay attention to, because the rational mind of Gemini at the new moon is the one that has the conflicts, you see. So that's kind of good to know. Spend some time allowing things to come up. I know recently that's actually been a feature for me in my life with certain things that I'm very, very involved in, and there's details and I have to make up my mind about this or that. And when I effort in the trying to figure it out with my logical, analytical mind, it doesn't seem to go anywhere. But somehow if I'm sitting in meditation, or even sitting in not a formal meditation but just sort of drifting with my mind, something rises up and it's like, oh, well, that's an interesting idea. That sounds right. So I would say that this new moon could be a way for you to begin to approach things. And in that way, Saturn's retrograde in Pisces is, kind of trying to bring structure into those visionary ideas, but also holding some fear. And at the point of the new moon, they're actually calling it a station, but it has become direct, but it's not really moving. As you listen to me a lot, you know that I am always telling you a direct motion doesn't really get underway very quickly. But what we do have for this Saturn energy is a sextile to Jupiter in Taurus and a sextile to the Pholus Centaur at 7 degrees Capricorn. And they're pretty close, 7 Capricorn, 7 Pisces, 6 degrees of Taurus. So we can look at, the ability to open up a new idea. Pholus is the lid comes off, and listen to your gut wisdom in Capricorn, like the things that we want to look at as structures. And so that's kind of echoing Saturn in Pisces, having the visionary to do that. And Jupiter expanding in Taurus, to me, is a way of looking at nature and a way of seeking the grounding that's also necessary at this time. Other things that are happening, Mercury in Gemini is the one planet that's having a discord note with Saturn. And that's the point. You know, Mercury in Gemini wants that logical, analytical, and Saturn in Pisces may be, you know, throwing up smoke screens in a way as an obstacle to being able to do things that way. So that can be frustrating for people. And it can also indicate some issues that we will be seeing with communications in general. Mars is in Leo. Venus is in Leo. She's going towards Mars, but she'll never quite catch him. She'll get close, but they're only in a 5-degree separation now. But she's going to slow down as we get to the point where she might have caught up with Mars. And because she's going to retrograde, and that's going to happen fairly soon. Let me give you the dates. I will be giving them to you many times, I'm sure. July 22nd at 9:33 p.m. is her retrograde, and it will be September 3rd at 9:20 p.m. when she resumes direct motion. So it's a long time. And Mars will be way beyond her grasp by the time she goes direct. So at any rate, they're close, though, and they both have their focus on what? Romance, entertainment, things like creativity, self-expression. There is some sports aspect to it. There's some ideas of parenting and children involved in this, and also investment. Well, there really is the closest aspect is Venus, and she seems to be in exact sextile to Mercury. So flirtations and fun are the way Mercury and Gemini will get by in this cycle of this new moon. And it could be creative, too, if you're someone who works in the arts. And this fun energy is potentially there. You know, all this other stuff is going on, but you can find fun, and people are looking for fun in this time of year. What we also do have for Venus is a wider square to Jupiter, so we want to tell you not to overdo, overspend, overindulge. And sometimes this is an interesting aspect. It's a pennywise pound foolish sometimes when Venus relates to Jupiter, because it's occasionally you'll see people doing things like having a big party and getting cheap champagne, but the finest caviar. It's like that kind of funny discrepancy, because when you have the challenge aspects between Venus and Jupiter, you just don't know when to be generous and expand and when to be careful of your finances, especially when you have Taurus involved. Taurus likes to be careful with finances. We are getting very close to the nodal shift, because the nodes are now retrograded to the second degree, 2 degrees Scorpio and 2 degrees Taurus, the north node. So we're almost finished, and of course we have again all those issues about how we deal with finance and how we deal with values that are there for us, because we're coming to the end of that evolutionary direction. And I talked about this quite a bit, I think, with the Sagittarius full moon, because, those are very difficult signs to negotiate, because they're fixed and they're so primal and primary in their action. we will find in July, not long before the retrograde of Venus, that our nodal axis will shift into, these are the true nodes, there's two different nodes, so if you work with other ones, don't worry about it. It won't be long before you're there too. The shift goes into really very close to midnight. That will become the 18th day of July. So just a few days before Venus retrogrades, the north node goes to Aries, and the south node goes to one of Venus's signs, Libra. So we're going to be talking about that as time pushes on. But at this new moon, we still have that opportunity to begin to understand the right balance between my stuff, holding on to my stuff, and being willing to share resources and to do so in a conscious way, because the South Node in Scorpio can be involved in manipulation and power struggles, right? So we've been trying to learn right use of power with the South Node in Scorpio, and look at how it's outpicturing in the world. You know, people who think or thought that they could get away with abuse of power are coming to the accountability stage now, whether you're looking overseas or right here in the U.S., things are happening. And so the North Node in Taurus is trying to give us, you know, sort of a more grounded and, as we recall, perhaps, there is the Buddha energy in Taurus also, you know, to be peaceful, to be centered and grounded instead of in turmoil, which is the South Node in Scorpio. So that's what I have to say about the Gemini new moon. And I hope you will set some good intentions and find them coming to pass for you in the greatest and highest way for all concerned. And I'll say goodbye for now.